a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
It is 30 minutes past 3. I've got Joel and Phaedra from the band Pearly in the booth, and they're going to play us a song of theirs. Do you want to introduce the song, and then we can get into it?
Yeah, this is a new song. It's called Spider in the Corner.
For those of you that don't know, Pearly have just been working on an album recently.
Yeah, I don't know when it's going to come out. This track is not on the album. It's written after all those albums.
So this
tracks.
Is going to be an even
sneakier
peek.
This is on album too. Yeah.
This is the one following the one that we that's going to be out whenever.
This is at least 3-4 years off. Serious.
But you're getting to hear it now.
Lucky,
eh? All right, here we go.
That kind of thinking out. Now that there's kids involved, nobody point the spiders out. Spiders in the corner. Spiders in the corner.
Oh, I came home, turned the TV on, some quiz show got. With my mental health, I read all the books on the shelf you told me would help me.
Got that kind of thinking out. Now that there's kids involved, nobody point the spiders out. Spider in the corner. Spider in the corner.
Cheers. That was Pearly, live in the booth at Radio 1. What was that one called again?
Spider in the Corner.
Spider in the Corner. There you go. I'd like to talk to you guys a little bit about how you guys write your songs then, maybe. Like, what kind of process do you guys usually go through? Is it like, because I know that both of you write songs for the band. How do you go about doing that? Is it kind of one of you goes and writes a song and brings it to everyone, or is it a bit more collaborative than that?
I reckon it kind of goes two ways. I reckon either it is that either one of us has like come up with an idea or written sometimes a whole song ourselves, and then we all work on it together as a band.
Yeah.
Or sometimes Joel and I will each separately have a bit of an idea and then work on it together.
We just chuck them together. I think even
that's what
like,
happened with that song.
Yeah, that song's like kind of obviously two
different parts.
Two different parts, but like they just kind of fit together. Yeah. And I find that happens all the time. Like me and Ryan flatted together last year. He's the other guitarist, and you know, we'd both be just, you know, we're always listening to the same kind of music and sharing songs and stuff, and we'll, you know, we'll both be working on riffs, and then we'll like, you know, hang out, have a jam, a couple beers, and then like we start playing each other what we've written, and we're like, dude, that actually just fits together. So we'll do that in the bridge, and then we'll do my part
all
here,
kind of just pieces together,
and then like if that's the case, yeah, we'll bring it. And then like I remember especially with our song Hit the Ground Beside You, was like I just wrote it because Ryan was late picking me up one time. I literally wrote it in like 20 minutes before he came and picked me up, and it was just like super heavy tune. If you don't know the tune, listen to it afterwards, it's really good. But I just wanted I just remember being like, Phaedra should sing that one.
Yeah,
like that's our heaviest song. It'd be so nice if we had, you know, like a female voice
and yeah.
Yeah, and then Phaedra just
nailed it.
Like, yeah,
took it to another level.
Yeah.
Added the little special spice.
Yeah.
I think I've still got like the audio memos, the voice memos, or whatever of you doing the music and then me trying to figure out the lyrics. Like,
yeah,
something on top of that.
Awesome. Well, that was epic. Do you guys want to play another song while we have it set up, or do we want to go into a ripple?
May as well. Should I just do Limousine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what's? I reckon we just do that. Yeah, why not?
Here we go.
Because like,
let's keep it going.
It's too hard to play.
I agree.
On acoustic guitar. So this one's called Limousine, and this is going to be on our record that will be out eventually
at some point.
Hopefully sooner rather than later.
Cool. Here we go, Limousine.
Hold up. Oh yeah, I got it.
He sees these things on his computer screens. He sees these things that we would never see. Different colors to you and me. sees, he sees 660 in a limousine. He sees, he sees 1 million hardcore bands you've never seen. And he sees, he sees.
Again.
All right, that was Pearly with Joel playing a new song called Limousine, which is going to be on their new record, which will be coming out at some point.
Yeah.
And I've heard that you guys were doing that record with an incredible man by the name of Nick Rowan.
Yes.
He's worked with so many notable bands, really, hasn't he?
Right. He's a legend.
Yeah.
He's a legend. I hope he's listening, actually. Yeah, he'll be giggling if he is. it's been the best experience, eh? We owe so much to him. It's got if you're in a band and you've got songs and you live in Dunedin, go and record with Nick Rowan, like,
I was just about to say that because he's running Southlink Studios and it's a free community thing.
16 hours free.
Yeah. So you got 3 studio sessions for free.
Yeah.
Like by the time we had done that, like we were already like pretty close to done. Like especially like all the live tracking stuff. Sounded better than anything I'd got back before.
Yeah.
And he's great. Eh? Go to Southlink.
Yeah,
shout out to the assistant actually as well.
There you go. Any musicians watching and you've got a song to record, look up Southlink Studios and go and chat to Phaedra or Nick Rowan.
Yeah.
And get on to it. Anyway, we should keep things moving. It's 3:40.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.